Okay, everybody, how are you tonight or today? It's tonight for us, but it could be today for you. It doesn't matter. But we welcome you, and we hope that you're ready for a good show. Today, I have again with me Juvenile, and we're going to talk about, what are we going to talk about? Juvenile.
Hi, Bruce. Hi, everybody.
Uncle Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Uncle Bruce.
Yes.
Of course. So, okay. Nice to see you again, mate. And thank you to have me again to talk about Simple Economics.
Great pleasure. So what is our topic today, sir?
Yeah, I pick a theme that I think is very interesting. It's about money, okay? Mm-hmm. But the usage of money and the trends we are seeing, about the ending of physical money, okay? Coins and notes and, okay? And how this stuff, this money, coins are being replacing by, you know, mobile payments or virtual payments like a mobile phone. Cards, it's a reality already. Mm-hmm. But other kind of devices that we can pay everything.
So eventually we're going to have virtual ice cream, huh?
Yeah.
I love ice cream, but yeah. I don't think virtual will do it. I mean, physical ice cream. But let's go ahead with the program here. You see, digital money. We're going to be using digital money exclusively, then, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, you see, let's start talking about Brazil, for example. Brazil, the economic authorities in general here are very concerned about the circulation of money in general. For example, if you have a lot of money, a lot of amount of money, and the liquidity of market, there are two main concerns: the inflation, and the other one is the money laundering. Yeah, I said correctly. So
yes, money laundering.
Money laundering. So this is those are very important concerns of government in general, and I can say around the world, to be honest. So this is a kind of trend that's already happening, and this is the future, man. So for those it's not so used to technology, it's necessary to hurry up because there's no way to run away.
Wow. Think about the older people who are mid-60s until 90s. They're going to have a hard time dealing with this program. They're going to have a hard time.
For sure. This is another thing, because they were supposed to get or to be used to email, for example.
right.
Email, websites and other services, buy online, okay? So digital money, it's another thing that these people should be familiar.
Mm-hmm. They need to learn.
Yeah.
And it's not easy for older people. They're reluctant. They are learning averse. They don't want to learn new things like this. So it's going to be difficult. I know for my mom, she has a hard time with Facebook, you know? So she does email, and she's okay with that. She gets into Facebook a little bit, but she doesn't want a lot of friends or anything, you know? So this technology is hard for some older people. It's going to be hard. So the cryptocurrency, right now, they have Bitcoin is the big one, but there's a new one out there. I don't remember, it begins with an E. but the name doesn't come to me right now. So they say that particular currency is growing faster than Bitcoin.
Yeah, actually, there are a lot of kind of cryptocurrencies. Mm-hmm. Bitcoin is only one of them.
Right.
Yeah, there are a lot of cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm not so. I don't trust in these assets for a while. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but okay, I agree. This is the future again. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And okay, beyond the credit card, prepaid card, and another kind of payments. For example, in Brazil, we have now Pix.
Mm-hmm.
It's so practical. Mm-hmm. So practical. It's only necessary your ID or your email or the number of your mobile phone to allow you to transfer or receive money.
Mm-hmm.
It's so quickly, so yes. Quickly and practical. So I think Brazil in general, because of inflation and other difficult economic difficulties we face it before, our banking system is very developed.
Mm-hmm,
so a lot of kind of news or tendencies start to occur here.
Yes. Oh, I found the name of the other cryptocurrency. It's called Ether or Ether. I'm not sure. I think it's Ether. They have gained 1,500% just up to this moment. It's like crazy, crazy, crazy. You know, it's like, how is this stuff happening? How is it happening? It doesn't make sense. It's like,
yeah.
I guess they have a lot of faith in the systems, you know? Wow.
In this case, it's so weird because, you know, thinking about money, physical money,
mm-hmm.
The concept of this and the idea behind this is there are some assets behind the money. For example, mm-hmm. in the case of US government, and the economy there is based on gold.
Mm-hmm.
This is the base, the foundation of economy, but it's physical. You can touch,
mm-hmm.
you can smell.
Yes. So what about cryptocurrency? Yeah. What is the basis of their currency? Nothing, right?
Yeah.
Just nothing. Okay, I have, you have, okay, let's exchange for something. It's like, I don't know, man. It's kind of like unofficial and kind of like leisurely. It's not like by the government, you have lots of regulations and codes and laws about the government money, okay, between the countries. But this idea of cryptocurrency is just like, okay, let's do it. Let's go. Come on. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
There's no government that has there. I think I saw one is Bahamas. I think Bahamas has a cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
It's called the sand dollar, which is an interesting word because of all the sand they have on the island. But that's the only government that I saw has any connection to the cryptocurrencies.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The other ones don't. So, Brazil, no. The United States, no. All the other countries uh-huh. do not have anything directly connected to the cryptocurrencies that they say, okay, this is how it's going to work in our country. Nothing.
Yeah, in my opinion, this product, if you can say it like that, mm-hmm. is the new headache of all countries around the world.
And the banks. Yeah, and the banks.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Because, you know, if you think so seriously about this, it's an easy way to wash money, mm-hmm. illegal money. And, you know, the principles of money laundering will become so
inefficient, yes.
Inefficiency to track the origin of money, who is the people behind this, who is doing what, mm-hmm. and for what.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so man, it's a big trouble and a big headache.
Well, let me read a little bit from the first article that you gave me to start the mm-hmm. session. It says, the future of cash. There are now a myriad of different ways to pay with innovations like contactless cards, mobile payments, and digital currencies gaining popularity. This raises big questions about who has control over this essential function of our financial system and who has access to it. The move to electronic payments means that more and more we have to rely on private financial institutions to access our money. Whereas notes and coins are created under the Bank of England supervision, this is about England, the money in your current account exists only as a number on a computer screen and is legally the property of your bank. What? No, it's my property. Let me start. Okay. Leaving the payment system in the hands of big banks means that we're all at risk from their lending activities, and banks have to be propped up by the taxpayer to avoid economic collapse. People who don't have access to bank accounts are excluded. So they're saying that the banks control our money, and they say it's their money. It's like, I don't believe that. They better not think that. You know, that's enough information to make me want to go and fight, okay? You're talking about my money. Don't talk about my money. That's my money, not your money, Mr. Banker. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, in order to all this stuff work in a properly way, it's necessary to have someone controlling and reporting all kind of, illegal or suspicious transactions.
I agree with that. Yeah. I mean, there has to be some governing agency that's going to control the people that are doing transactions in Bitcoin. What if the people who are the Bitcoin owners, they say, thank you for all your money, bye. What are we going to do? You know, you're going to have Interpol, you know, exactly. The international police, Interpol is going to try to find them. But it's like, you know, that could be a headache for everybody. So I don't know. It just seems kind of crazy.
Yeah, for sure. But, and then, you know.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just had a comment that in despite of all these issues, it's a strong trend because, you know, not cryptocurrency, but payments, digital payments in general, mm-hmm. it's a strong trend because it's cheaper than, for example, print money mm-hmm. or emit money, banknotes. And mm-hmm. It's easy to control and decrease the amount of money inside the economy, in this case, to avoid, inflation or to avoid high consumption. And, this is a way to governments and the economic agencies inside the economy to control everything mm-hmm. and reduce the possibility of, some crash in the economy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. Let me read a little bit of this next article. The name of the article is The Coming Death of Cash and the Battle for the Future of Money. And something that caught my attention is this. In reference to this, the changing from physical money to digital money, it says, this means there are two different versions of the future developing. It says one is where cash is killed off and nation state digital money is the dominant form of money, meaning the country, the nation. The money is tied into your central identity and your location data, and everything you do is recorded by powerful government computers that understand more about you than you do about yourself. Decentralized money is also outlawed and crippled by draconian laws. And then the second scenario is where the nation state money smashes cash, but we see a parallel economic operating system of open, privacy preserving digital money developing alongside that national money. The open money mirrors the same anonymous properties of cash. So it's like they're talking about, number one, that big brother, the government, is going to be watching everything we do with our money because they control it. They control everything in the system. And if they control what we do every time we make a purchase or a sale, they're going to see everything we do, everything. There's no operating without this national money. And the other possibility is that the national money is one way, but there's also going to be like a black market or another parallel market that you can still use dollars, whatever, or EIs to operate, but you have to be careful because Big Brother government is watching that too, as much as they can. Okay, they're watching everything we do. So with all the digital technology we have today, it's not hard to believe this. It's easy to believe. It's easy to believe that these systems could come to exist sometime soon, that you're not going to have any option. You know, you're not going to have an option of using cash. Cash is no longer available. Cash is no longer accepted. Of course, you can always go back to the bartering system, where I give you something for something you have, and we exchange something. That's another possibility that would be hard for the government to track. That would be hard for the government to track. I have a car. I'll trade you for that for your furniture in your house, all the furniture in your house, and I'll give you my car. Something like that. You know, those are always possibilities that the government would have a hard time to watch, except they see you using a rental van. And why did you use the rental van? What did you do with that rental van, Juvenile? What did you do? I want to know. I'm the government. I want to know everything you do. Where did you go? Oh, I have a little device. It tracks you going from your house to this house three times. You took all your furniture to this guy's house, and now this guy doesn't have the car. And he's got your car, and you know, that type of thing. It's crazy. It's always possible the government can find what you're doing if they wanted to. Yeah. It's kind of crazy, this idea. This, you know, having no cash and having the government have the system that controls everything we do. Wow, man.
Yeah. And we can see a simple example. For example, until the government here in Brazil raised the fee, the tax on this product, prepaid card in foreign exchange was, you know, the most desirable product for travel.
I never heard because, of this. I never heard of prepaid card.
Prepaid card is something, is another category of card. It's different than credit card and debit card. In this case, you, for example, I am a Brazilian and I am traveling to USA. Mm-hmm. So instead of I buy US dollars in cash, mm-hmm. okay, to exchange reais to US dollars, I could in the past. Actually, nowadays as well, but it's too much expensive now. But mm-hmm. in the past, I can buy a prepaid card with, for example, I want $2,000.
Okay.
So it was only necessary to recharge the prepaid card with this amount of money, mm-hmm. and I could use it as I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Like a debit card.
I could use it as a debit card or to withdraw money overseas,
mm-hmm.
in USA or other country as well.
Okay.
In other country, of course, there were some fees because it's necessary to exchange twice, not only one, but twice. For example, reais to US dollar, the US dollar for to euro, for example. Okay. But the point here is, was very practical, man. It wasn't necessary to carry money with you and to avoid, you know, robbery or frauds and other stuff. So the majority of stores around the world accept this kind of payment. So was very, very practical. Okay. This is only one only kind of this digital payment.
Okay. I want to look at that third article that you sent me, and this is talking about the future money is digital, but it will be more than just Bitcoin. Because Bitcoin is big in the news these days, but as I pointed out, the other one is growing very fast. That's like its competitor, major competitor. It says central banks will have to make choices. Not all smartphones can run advanced virtual machines, effortlessly executing the software code for automated contracts. Choose the wrong technology and the unbanked population might once again get excluded. Ditto for overseas remittances, a $124 trillion a year opportunity for tokens to replace an expensive network of correspondent banks moving money by exchanging Swift messages. But it won't work for small transfers if the computing power to verify transactions in the decentralized network costs too much. So they have to find a way to make it low cost for everybody. They have to find a way for it to operate on everybody's smartphone. You know, because some smartphones are very powerful. They can take all these different financial transactions inside of the banking system, like a Swift transaction is for international transfer of money. But many smartphones can't do that. So they've got to really look at all the details, find the best way to make all the smartphones operate with this digital currency, if they're going to do that. You know, it's going to be a big thing. If you're not going to have cash, you only have your smartphone. You only have a smartphone, right?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, again, it's a trend that, okay, I traveled sometimes to US or Europe, for example. And there are some stores where you go into or enter. And, okay, I will buy this and I will pay in cash. Mm-hmm. And some of the sellers look at you. So, you know, no.
Where was this? It's in Brazil or in the United States?
Yeah, do you have a credit card? Because I prefer a credit card. Uh-huh. It's something like, if you don't have a credit card or debit card, you are not a citizen.
I traveled to Europe, I don't know how many years ago it was, probably about 5, 6, or 7 years ago. And when I went there, I was really amazed because we tried to use our credit card in Germany. And many places said, no, you have to have cash, you know, euros. I said, what? This is crazy. I know crazy. Brazil, I can use my credit card everywhere. In Germany, more advanced society, you can't use a credit card? That sounds stupid, okay? So I was amazed to see this happening and understand that I could not use my credit cards. I was frustrated. I had to go to a banking, you know, little ATM automatic teller and get some euros to pay the people. I said, man, I don't believe this. I would never have known. I would never have guessed that Germany was like that way. You know, I thought they were more advanced than Brazil, but, you know, in some respects they're not. Their Wi-Fi system in Europe was not as good as Brazil. The Wi-Fi system in Brazil is better than in many European places we went. So don't think that Brazil is behind. Brazil is advanced more than we think. When you start traveling around to different places, you start to see, hey, we're doing pretty good in Brazil. The other places are not so good, you know? So that's cool. So I wanted to point out to everybody, because you and I talked a little bit about this topic before we started our discussion today, is that Amazon is allowing people to use their palm to scan as a credit card. Because what you do, the way that it operates, is that they have a scanner, and you put your palm of your hand over the scanner, and then you put your credit card, and then it associates your palm with the credit card, okay? And you put your code for the credit card. But the system then observes your palm, and in the future, when you go back to that store, which is an Amazon store called Whole Foods, it's a grocery store. When you go back there, you don't need to use your credit card. You just scan your palm, and that's good. They use the palm of your hand, you know, the bottom of your hand. They use that to scan as your credit card.
It's crazy, man. It's quite crazy. And sometimes I fear that.
Well, you know, if somebody cuts your hand off.
Yeah. Man.
But you know, here in Brazil, they have the biometric system in where I go to Bradesco. Put your hand down with your fingers, and it detects your biorhythm of your hand. And it might be doing this with the palm reader. It's detecting biorhythm, just like with in Brazil. And it also detects that it's a live hand. It's not a dead hand, okay? Somebody can cut your hand off and start using it, because it has to have the right temperature, too. There are many sensors in the system, and I don't know what it senses yet. I'm still learning. But that's crazy, man. You use your palm. Oh, here. Okay, I'm going to pay. Beep, with your hand.
It's crazy. So there are a lot of things that we used to see in a movie.
Yes.
So it's real.
It is real. And then the other article that we looked at just briefly before our class is about a chip implant into your body. And this was actually like for 3 years ago that this article was out. 3 years ago, they were using this. In fact, this technology started actually a long time ago, where they want to use a chip to insert in your hand. It would be between your thumb and your index finger here. It'd be here in the skin. And that's a chip that goes over a scanner of some sort, and it detects you and your accounts, your financial accounts. And then that scanner allows you to buy something, or I guess you could sell something that way too, you know, to detect that it's you and you want to do something with finances. So it's technology's here, man. It's here.
This is the wearable. This is the wearable technologies.
You're talking about, what do you mean wearable? You're talking about with
wearable is the things that you wear, like clothes, so wearable is something like
wearable.
Yes. So sorry about my
okay,
it's the pronunciation.
It's always with us. It's always with us, you know.
Yeah,
you always have it in your body, this little chip. And so if you want to buy or sell something, you just use this little chip in your hand, you go over the scanner, and you're done. That's like crazy, man.
Yeah, so we will live in a Minority Report, like the movie.
More or less.
Very soon.
Yes. Very, very soon. So,
listen,
ladies and gentlemen, audience, we thank you for joining us today. We want to say thank you for coming and listening to the Simply Economic Show today with Juvenal and me, Uncle Bruce. We look forward to seeing and talk with you again in the future. And we just want to say goodbye to you today. And we'll plan to meet with you again next week, okay? So, Juvenal, thank you.
Thank you, Uncle Bruce. And goodbye, everybody. And take care of yourselves.
Yes, and yourselves. And your money. Watch your money.
Yeah, and your money. And your body as well.
Yes. Bye-bye.